Good to be here with you again, and I'm awake tonight. I'm not quite sure I was awake this morning. I didn't have any coffees before I preached this morning, and I'm not quite sure I was awake, but I've had two in the last hour, so I'm awake now. We're going to be studying tonight verses 8 to 10 of Ephesians 5. For ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light, for the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord. The command for the believer in this passage is, in the light of what Christ Jesus has done for you, be children of light. Walk as children of light. Verses 2 and 8. Now in verses 3 to 7 that we've been looking at, we see a stern warning concerning Christian duties. And that warning consists of three parts. Flee foolish talk, coarse filthy talk, vain pointless talk, and flee from polished talk. Low jesting, upper class, low talk. Also flee from sinful actions. Flee from fornication, uncleanness and covetousness. For these things, they're not convenient. They're not what's due, what's expected from a believer. And then the third thing in verses 5 and 6 that is taught is we are to be factually certain, we are to know present tense as a simple statement of fact, that it is a simple statement of fact that all Christians know that no fornicator, no unclean person, no covetous person who is an idolater hath any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ. And that is a stern warning to Christians concerning their duties. Christian duties are so important as to be an inerrant indicator of our spiritual state. No obedience to Christian duties, verses 3 and 4. You're not in Christ's kingdom, verse 5. And verse 6, let no man deceive you with vain words, for because of these things comes the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. So, don't let anyone deceive you in this area, tell you otherwise. These things, disobedience to Christian duty and God's word, are sin. And sin brings down God's wrath upon disobedience. And this is written to the Ephesian church. Now, isn't it striking? Isn't it striking that in churches generally today, this is virtually never preached from the positive pulpits of our land, Christian duties. Virtually never preached. And yet it is a plain New Testament doctrine written to churches under grace. Repeatedly in the New Testament. Think of Matthew 7, 21 to 27. The Lord preaching there in the Sermon on the Mount. Who gets into heaven? They that do the will of my Father, which is in heaven. Or Colossians 3, 5 to 10. Or Galatians 5 and Galatians 5, 20 and 21. Listen, these are just parallel passages really to this Ephesians 5 passage. Idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings and such like, of which I tell you before, as I have told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of heaven, or the kingdom of God. Written to the Galatian churches. And the same thing in James 1, 26 and 27. What the difference between real religion and false religion is seen in actions. And that's just to name just a few passages. But two main things are taught in verses 1 to 7 and repeatedly throughout all the epistles and gospels. And the two things are these. Number one, our Christian duty is to flee from sin. Our Christian duty, in other words, is holiness. Holiness is separation from sin and consecration to God. To be holy is a double-barreled word. It means a separation, cut off from something and consecrated to something. And the second thing that is taught is a warning that if you don't flee from sin, you're not a Christian. If you don't follow holiness, you're not a Christian. Without holiness, no man shall see the Lord. You're not a part of the kingdom. Now, the New Testament Christian duty is flee from sin. If you don't, well, you're in big trouble. Now, think about it. Think about how plain this doctrine is as you just read through the New Testament. And think about how most preachers never preach it. They never preach it straight in a black and white setting. It's not a side issue. It's a major New Testament doctrine. Holiness of life. Which is the same thing as Christian duty. Repeatedly taught in the New Testament. Your duty is to be holy. To flee sin. Why cry the antinomians? Does our obedience save us? Does our obedience to God add something to our salvation? No. Not anything at all. Christ saves us by his grace. And when he does, he changes me. I'm different. I get new life. There's a change. From darkness to light. From the power of Satan to God. And now I live different. And I do what he wants me to do. Because I know it pleases him. Not because it adds to my salvation anything. True salvation that changes people works out in their life. Works do not save. But true salvation works. It does, James 2, doesn't it? That's so far really. Our submission to the Lord of glory. Our obedience to his word. Our obedience to Christian duties that are commanded by God is the litmus test.